It's time to experience the Synergy Connection Show with your host, Lucy Forsting.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Synergy Connection Show, where we try to explain, I guess, to the best of my ability, how complicated we are as human beings and the importance of balancing the emotional, physical, spiritual, and intellectual aspects of who we are. Without our health, the rest of it doesn't make a whole lot of difference. And I have as a returning guest, Nicole Myers. And before we get started talking about the topic for the day, which is using CBD and the benefits that come along with using CBD, I want to remind everyone that there's about 350 shows that are on my website now. And so you go to www.synergyconnectionradio.com. Nicole has done, I think, two other shows with me that are there. And so you'll enjoy kind of picking her brain on those two shows. And then our discussion today, of course, is a continuation of how CBD is really extremely beneficial for so many individuals. On that website, if you want to find all the different shows, just go to the very top bar and you'll see show notes. And click on that, and it will take you to, I believe it's 27 or 28 pages of shows now. And each one has a synopsis. So you'll be able to read a brief description of the show and then go ahead and determine whether this is a good one for you to listen to. Of course, we are on the major platforms as well. So Spotify, Apple, Google, and iHeartRadio. And on that website, you'll also see a link into Boomer Products. And Boomers is a company in St. Petersburg, Florida. I've been using their products for the last, golly, I guess 5.5, 6 years now. And I think it's one of the reasons that I've stayed very, very healthy, especially with the last 3 years and COVID. And now we've got RSV and we've got just regular flu. And so everybody is kind of freaking out about, you know, what they're going to get this year in 2023 as it's coming up. Well, you won't get anything if you're taking care of your immune system. So CBD is also beneficial in that respect. And D as in dog, 3 is incredibly important for you to take. A lot of studies out there now indicating that that's one of the primary factors in staying healthy. The other thing that I remind everyone about is knowing your C-reactive protein number. And you want that number to be below 0.5. So if you're getting ready to have your annual physical, ask your doctor to run the D3, DOG3 test and the C-reactive protein, which is CRP. They won't run it in a normal lab unless you request it, but 99% of the time it is covered by insurance. I have reasons to believe that they probably got away with those because they knew that if you knew the numbers, you could stay healthy. And that's the truth, is if you know your numbers, you can get your inflammation rate down and you can get your immune function up. And it's not that difficult. So go ahead and jump on their website, look around. They've got testimonies. They have blogs. They have podcasts themselves. They have wonderful videos about their products. And then see if it's maybe something that you can relate to. When you check out, if you put my first name, L-U-C-Y, into the box, you get a $5 off. And of course, in today's economy, $5 is $5. So go ahead and take advantage of it. Okay, so I want to reintroduce Nicole. She's a friend here in Florida, and she's an example of how CBD can be a life changer. She was on all kinds of medication a number of years ago, and you know, it was just overwhelming her body. And a person introduced her to CBD, and she's off of everything. So that is amazing. She uses CBD now to stay healthy. And that's the key, is you don't want to be at the other end of this unless you absolutely can't help it. But if you're at the sick end of it, then CBD and some of these other products can get you at the well end of things. And that's where you want to be for the rest of your life. She's also a successful entrepreneur with this company that she's going to be talking about. So welcome back to the show, Nicole.
Thank you so very much, Miss Lucy. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. So I wanted you to explain all of the different ways that CBD can benefit people, because I personally, I've used your products. Their pain relief product is just amazing. It's a roll-on or a lotion, but it is incredible. And a lot of times my lower back will give me some issues. I'm not even sure exactly the reason why, but you know, it does. And so go ahead and you know, you've got gummies, you've got tinctures, you've got all of it there. So maybe explain how people use these products and how it does keep them well.
Absolutely. Yes, you are 100%. The old adage that CBD is lumped together in that marijuana realm, if you will, is just a myth. It is not the same. It is a different ballgame with the CBD. And the company, when I started with them, they're fairly new. They're a couple years old, but we had just the tinctures, like you were saying, just the drops. They did add a lot of topical products. And then the most recent one were the jellies, the nano jellies. Mm-hmm. Which I switched from the drops to the nano jellies. I'm a creature of habit and I need something that's very easy to remember to do. So the jellies, I pop them in my mouth in the morning and I'm gone. I don't have to remember to take drops. So for me, that was key. And the other aspect of the jellies is I feel like they work better. And CBD really has nothing to do with your height or your weight or your age or your size or any of that. The way it works is everybody metabolizes it differently. So I have folks and friends that tried the jellies and it didn't work for them. They went back to the tinctures. For me, I feel like the jellies work better for me than the drops did, the tinctures. So that's kind of why I've stuck with them. Don't get me wrong. I do carry a bottle of tincture in my purse for the ride. You know, we're out on the road. We have different stressors in life. If you're a Floridian, you know all about US Highway 19, and that's a stressor all by itself.
Especially now.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Love the snowbirds. We love them, but it creates a little extra anxiety on the roads. And between Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and I think with this cold and flu season, everything, just people are looking for something to be able to just handle the day-to-day daily stressors, mm-hmm. let alone the holiday stressors, which mm-hmm. just add on to the aggravation and frustration sometimes. We want to be able to enjoy it. I mean, the holidays are supposed to be fun. That's what it's about. So the jellies, I wanted to share a couple of different testimonies from some folks. There's so many different products that we have, and CBD at the end of the day will balance out your internal systems. That's plural, systems, your neurological system, your reproductive system, all the different systems that we have that function in our body. They keep everything on an even keel.
So how does it do that?
Because we have a CBD is short for endocannabinoid. That's what, so we as humans and mammals, we all have an endocannabinoid system in our body. So we're already equipped naturally, whether you believe in God or special forces or nature, whatever the case may be, my personal is faith. I was made this way. I already have a CBD system in my body. We all do as mammals. We were created with one. So when our levels and our storage levels get low, say you're dealing with pain, so there's something in that little area of your body where that needs to be repaired, that the CBD acts like little soldiers. They go and they start working on it and repairing it. And it's not like the pharmaceuticals that will send somebody over to that spot and put a Band-Aid on it and make you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
They actually get to work on repairing the issue, which is the difference between the CBD and pharmaceuticals.
I wanted to ask you, do they, because there's so much research out on stem cells, and I actually use a product for stem cell production along with all of my nutritional things. So doesn't CBD kind of work in conjunction or with stem cells?
I would think with the stem cells, that would be just having that back, like a, you know, an extra army.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that, you know, the more we can arm ourselves naturally to take care of an issue. So that's extra ammo. In my opinion, you know, we need to do everything we can to keep ourselves upright.
I would agree. It's kind of like, in the way I look at it, it's sort of like having the Army, the Marines, the Navy, and the Air Force all in there.
There you go. That's exactly it. Yeah. And the more we can arm ourselves with our own personal army, then I think the better off we'll be. You know, we can fight things off a lot better that way.
Oh, absolutely. And so many of the people who unfortunately died over the last 3 years, you know, I mean, they had pre-existing conditions and they had, you know, like obesity was one of the biggies, but cardiovascular health issues. And, you know, if they had asthma or if they had, you know, high allergy reactions to things, then that put them at much greater risk for COVID and now with RSV kicking in big time. But I know that, you know, using CBD helps boost your immune system. Can you talk a little bit about how that happens?
Absolutely. Well, again, it's one of our functions in our body, you know, like the neurological system, it is one of our systems. So the immune system, it will, when it gets low, it will go and restore our fills. It's like a little silo and it starts getting low. We start getting sick. You start seeing issues, inflammation. Like you said, the underlying conditions, the asthma, heart issues. When you start having that become an issue, your immune system and inflammation, as you know, inflammation is key. If you have inflammation, that stems and starts branches out and creating a whole lot of other issues for us health-wise.
Mm-hmm.
So inflammation is really the key point. And if you can keep your inflammation under control, I mean, so many people we lost that it breaks my heart. I've lost personal people in my life that had I could have maybe helped them, or maybe they wanted to listen to what I had to say. You know, why? You have nothing to lose. Right. You have nothing to lose. Right. So if we can head it off at the pass, why not?
Exactly. And not wait until it becomes an issue. With inflammation on the last 3 years, you know, I have asked for that test to be run. And the first 2 years, it was at 0.3, which is really good because you want it below 0.5. This last year, it was 0.1.
Wow,
so I had
awesome.
Probably just a very insignificant amount someplace in there, but every disease begins with inflammation. And so if people understood that you could be on the prevention end and not on the reaction end of, oh my gosh, now I have this condition, how much better would that be?
Right. And why do you wait till it's raining out to go buy an umbrella? It just doesn't make sense to me. Preventative health is going to be beneficial in the long run, because as you know, when you get sick, things start piling up and it just adds up and it doesn't get better. And as you mentioned earlier, I got to that point where I had gotten fed up with not being better.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, after a pharmacy of pills and they wanted to start putting me on more and more. When is enough enough?
Right.
And then now that I'm functioning better and feeling better, I'm like, wow, hindsight's 2020. I wish I could have done this 20 years ago.
Right.
Started when I was young and keeping my temple in check the way it should be.
Exactly. It's really just fascinating to me. And one of the new kind of areas for a lot of pharmacists that are retiring from being a pharmacist, like at a drugstore or hospital setting or something, is they recognized that when a person got on prescriptions, it usually was one that had maybe as few as 10 side effects. Most of them have about 20. And so they were on that one, and then another problem would creep in. And so they go back to their doctor, and the doctors don't always have time to talk to each other. So a cardiologist is not necessarily talking to a rheumatologist, who's not talking to a gastroenterologist, and so on. And so the conditions were beginning to get complicated because of the pharmaceutical drugs that they were placed on. And so now some of these pharmacists are actually working to streamline, to get their patients, because they understand pharmacy. They may have to be on 3 or 4 drugs, but they don't have to be on 20. Right. And so they're able to pull them down. And they're also referring CBD, which is really cool. And so, that's amazing to me, is that we're looking at much better ways to control pain, to control appetite, you know, because a lot of people don't want to eat because of cancer or something. And if they get on CBD, their appetite comes back, right?
Yes. Yes. Well, and it's funny that you said former pharmacists, because when they're employed, I feel like they're not allowed to steer them away from.
Oh, I don't think they are. I honestly don't think they are. I don't know that they would actually say that, but I have a couple of medical doctor friends, and you know, they have guidelines. If they're working for a hospital setting or daycare or somebody like that, they have guidelines that they have to follow. But it doesn't mean that on the side that they can't say, you know, this might be a good thing for you to try in addition to what you're already doing, and try to help them in a healthier way than maybe in a prescription drug way.
Right. Well, they're well aware of side effects and, mm-hmm. you know, like you said, you take this medication and it's going to start causing this problem. Well, that could be one of the side effects. So let me give you this for that. Oh, but there's a side. But there's no end.
Yes.
There's no end.
Yeah.
And we do. We have a lot of physicians. We have a lot of nurses on board as advocates for Green Compass. A lot of folks in the medical field. We have even more folks in like the occupational therapy, physical therapy, chiropractic realm. Mm-hmm. That because they're more naturalists, if you will. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing to me to see the changes. One of our most recent ventures for the company, they came out with collagen's a hot topic. Mm-hmm. And you and I had spoke about this before.
Right. I use collagen.
I do too. And I started using the Green Compass collagen. I wasn't really seeing a whole lot of results. And I hopped on board with another company, Modere, and love their liquid collagen. Love it, love it. I mean, it's the only medical grade collagen on the market. And I saw results immediately. However, at a price point, I decided I'm going to go back. I used up my collagen. I did it for months and months. My hair girl, my nail girl, everybody's impressed with what they see. And my skin obviously was better, but price point, now that I'm going to be pursuing, I want to kind of just put that on the back burner for a little while. I want to give our collagen a chance. I don't think I gave it long enough time. And I'm very one to get on my soapbox and preach. Listen, consistency and patience. And if you don't have those two things, don't use CBD. And I don't think I gave our collagen a fair shake.
You know, there's a lot of people that start using nutritional products in general. And that is an issue, is after a couple of weeks, they're so used to prescription drugs that, you know, you take a shot, you take a pill, and you begin to see a difference. Whereas nutritional works from the inside out, and it does take time. So in the same way that you don't put a seed in the ground for, let's say, a carrot, and expect to see it out there the next day. You know, it's going to take time to grow. Whereas we're used to going to the supermarket, picking up our carrots, our celery, our potatoes, they're done, you know, right. So we take them home. So we have, unfortunately, developed more of a culture of instant gratification. And we expect for things to work yesterday, you know, not even today. We want it, you know, like instantly. And right. That isn't the way, you know, life is. It's certainly not the way CBD benefits are. You have to give them time.
Yes. And I, when I learned about, you know, the differences between the powder and the liquid, and I did a lot of research into the collagen, just because I know it's good for your bones, for your tendons, your joints, your skin, your hair, nails, gums, everything. I mean, it's just an overall thing. And seeing that almost that immediate gratification from the liquid collagen, I was highly impressed. But then when you start, and I started going, and I'm huge on reading labels. Mm-hmm. I want to know what's in it. And yes, it's liquid. It is good. I'm not going to knock it. It is a fabulous collagen, but from a price point, and we all know where we're going with inflation, because it's not going down.
No,
I don't think we're going that way.
Yeah, we're not going to see that anytime soon.
No. So I figured, okay, if I'm going to be spending my money, let me at least give this a fair chance to work, mm-hmm. because I'm looking at all the testimonials and reading of all these people having this great success with our collagen, because it's not just, it's a powder collagen, which we were told is the hot dog realm of collagen powdered. It has, CBG in it. I think it's CBG that's in it as well, which is almost like a booster for it. So I want to see how well it works. Mm-hmm. So I started that. So I'm just going to keep everybody posted on that. So we'll, excuse me. Next time we talk, I'll let you know what I find out.
Okay. All right. That works. So what are some of the, you know, really outstanding cases that you can, not giving their name, but, you know, somebody who maybe was in an automobile accident, or maybe had, you know, cancer or something like that, that started using CBD and their benefits?
We have a page on Facebook, and if anybody wants it, I'd be happy to give that to them. It's a public page. It's our product hub. You can just type in a keyword, say cancer. You can type in inflammation. You can type in something, and all the testimonies will pop up pertaining to whatever issue you're wanting to look at, which I thought was really cool. Yeah. Yes. So when I started looking through the whole testimonial page, a lot of things stood out to me. A lot of them with children, my children are grown, and I get a lot of questions, a lot about the younger ones. Is it safe to give to kids? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, safe to give to kids. Let me see if I can find, there was a gal who, her name's on there, but she's one of another advocate for Green Compass, and she's a mom and a wife, and she's also a nurse. So that kind of stood out to me. And she was the one talking about the collagen, and she wanted to take it. Obviously, being a nurse, she's on her feet a lot.
Mm-hmm. And they work 12-hour shifts these days.
So. Yeah, bit too much. And bless their hearts, I'm very grateful for all of our folks in there. But she started taking it just for general health reasons. And she liked the flavor. So she's like, all right, cool. We'll try and see how this works. And I guess she was dealing with some hip pain, and she chalked it up to driving with her leg up on the driver's seat. She's been doing, she said, forever. And she did a lot of things to try to rectify the pain in her hip. So she started taking the collagen that we came out with. And she said, and my personal testimony is not 7 days later, because I gave it a few weeks. It was 7 days for her. And she wasn't, not to mention her hair growth, she said, but she said her hip felt brand new. So for me, that was huge. And the hip joint was, you know, when that goes, walking is not even an option.
Right.
So it was very, I was very impressed. And the fact that she's in the medical field kind of caught my eye as well. Mm-hmm. Of course, we have the stuff for the dogs. I am a huge, I'm a pity mama, a big animal advocate. I love our animals. And I can tell you just today, you were here for the storm, obviously.
Oh, yes.
Came rolling through. Mm-hmm. My dogs, we have concrete work going on our back porch. The guy was out there working on our concrete, getting measurements and stuff. And our dogs, lightning, thunder, you would have thought our whole house was coming down, like it was shaking. They're standing on the back porch, just walking around, you know, undercover, of course. Like nothing was going on. They didn't even flinch. They're on a daily regimen of CBD.
Oh, so their anxiety level is down.
Their anxiety level is down. Our little kid, our 100-pound pup, had 2 knee replacements. So he's been on the CBD. They get it daily. It's good for their bones, their joints, their anxiety. And they're at the point now where, like I am, now it's just maintenance. Now we're keeping ourselves healthy. We're not getting healthy. We're keeping ourselves healthy.
Right, right.
You were talking about, you know, people in the car accidents and such, but let me see. I did pull up one from a gentleman who, he had a testimony. He was suffering with back pain for years. He said he worked on cement floors for 35 years.
Oh, wow.
And it took a toll on his spine. He did end up with spinal stenosis, needing back surgery. So they put some rods and screws, and it was fine for years. And then, of course, the pain came back, as it does. You know, nothing is a permanent fix. So he needed another surgery for the deterioration above and below where the rod was put in.
Oh, wow.
And I'm a back pain sufferer, and it just, that almost brought me to tears because I can relate. It's a complicated surgery with a long recovery time, and he put it off as long as he could. So he talked to his doctor about CBD. Bear in mind, not all doctors are, you know, as open-minded as others. He did tell his doctor that he was on blood thinners, and the doctor said that would not interfere with it. And that if he can get relief from the CBD, yeah, sure, go ahead and give it a try. So he said, so far it's been working great. He can sleep. He works a full day with little to no pain. And he said, that's about 5 months, took him about 5 months to get there. So the pain in general, we know back pain seems to be the number one thing I hear when people call me and ask me about CBD.
I would think back, hip, and knee.
Yes.
Those three areas, because they take the most wear and tear, basically.
They do.
With everything that we do. Seizures, I think, improve from everything that I've understood. So people that have seizures, you know, maybe that would be of benefit to them. Is there anything that's been shown as far as vision is concerned?
I have not read any testimonies, but I can give you my personal testimony on vision. We do know that for years and years, people with cataracts they've shown the correlation between the use of marijuana and cataracts, helping the vision because it reduces the pressure behind the eye.
Ah, okay.
From what I'm told. I'm not a medical doctor, but this is what I'm learning because I've been wearing glasses since ninth grade and I'm 51. So it's been a few years, but what I can tell you is I've been using CBD since the company, 2 months after the company started. February, I believe, is 3 years they've been in business. And my most recent trip I go see my eye doctor every 6 months. I guess I wear glasses since ninth grade. So that's something I need to do. My vision is important. I want to be able to see grandkids one day. So I went to see him because I was taking my glasses off to read. I couldn't read my phone. I couldn't read a book. I couldn't read on the page. It was blurry. And they put me in bifocals. So when I went to him, I said, listen, I can't, something's wrong. I don't know what's going on with this prescription. So he tested my vision, and what I was told was my prescription was too strong.
Oh, wow. So your eyes have gotten better.
Yeah. I said, never in my life. I was almost crying because I have never told, I've never been told by an eye doctor that, oh, there's, I see a little improvement in your vision. So for me, that was huge, just huge. But that's something I've shared. I haven't put it out there on blast yet, but I do share it with a few people because I can't tell you for sure, but that's the only thing in my life that has changed with as far as what I can attest to why it would be that way, because I know that CBD has the quality of, it's the sister, the cousin to the marijuana plant. They both come from, we have hemp, we have marijuana. They both come from the cannabis plant. So they have that healing property just like the marijuana does, but there's no high, no hallucinogenics, but it's got that healing properties in there. And that's the only thing I can attest it to. I haven't changed anything.
I just did a show about maybe 2 weeks ago now with a person out in Arizona who is a master shaman. And she uses, she refers to all of these as Mother Earth plants. And yes, her go-to is marijuana when she is working with people in helping them improve their health and wellness, you know, whether it's on a emotional level, releasing a lot of things that have been holding them back, or, you know, moving maybe in a better direction with their health in general. So I know that, you know, even the, you know, some of the chewy, you know, gummy kind of things that are out there, they might have small amounts of THC in them, but they're not like huge amounts that are going to make people go la, la, la.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we do. Yeah, we do. We have, that would be for us with Green Compass, the products, we do have full spectrum. That means there is THC in there, but we abide by the rule. It's 0.03%. You, if anything higher than that, you start leveling on, you need a card for, you know, that's the illegal part of things. But the, that's what my husband takes at night. He takes the full spectrum at night. And I did switch to the jellies at night, and they're broad spectrum. And I was taking quarter to a half a drop of 2,500 milligram with the THC in it. And I went to the broad spectrum, which there's no THC. They have night jellies. Sleepy time jellies, which I absolutely love. My mama gets a good night's sleep. I get 8 to 10 hours a night. And I also do take they have boost products, which are terpenes. And without going into the science of it, it's a lot of the healing stuff from the plant as well, but no CBD. And it's straight terpenes. I do take a half a drop of my boost sleep. I take my nano jelly at night, and you see me the next day, no fog, no grogginess, no, you know, that hangover. It's not there.
Right. No, I'm very, very impressed with the fact that we are moving into a direction that isn't lumping CBD and, you know, recreational marijuana. It is two separate entities. They both have their purposes. You know, obviously there are a lot of people that prefer recreational marijuana to alcohol. You know, they have a much better reaction. And I don't know, my son is one who tells me that, you know, people don't go out and get into a car, generally speaking, if they're using either CBD, you know, for relaxing or the, you know, marijuana, smoking it or using, you know, some other form of it. And he said, you know, so they stay home. So they're off the roads. Whereas, you know, the other is usually, not always, but certainly a good many people are, you know, at bars socializing and then get into a vehicle and then there's an accident and there's injuries. And
yeah.
So, well, listen, why don't you explain to everyone how to get hold of you and how to look up this information? I love the fact that, that I guess it was on Facebook. The one, so if they could type in vision or they could type in back pain, and then they're going to, you know, get information. So what is that website?
Absolutely. Let me pull my screen back up to the Facebook page. It is on Facebook, so you have to be, I don't know, Facebook user, I guess you would say. But the title of the Facebook page, let me see here. It is, oh my goodness, my computer's deciding that it wants to work sometimes and not all the time. It is Green, G-R-E-E-N, Compass, C-O-M-P-A-S-S, Product, I don't know how to spell that, Hub, H-U-B. Actually, I'm looking at the page now. I don't know if this is a private page. I think it might be a private page. It is a private group. It is by invite, and I think they do that for a reason. They just don't want thousands and thousands. We're nationwide, so I guess they don't want an overage of influx of stuff. Right. But they can, I'd be happy to send out a personal invite if anybody reached out to me personally. They can text me, they can call me, they can message me through Facebook. I don't know. And I'd be
We're coming to the end of our show. So just give them a really quick way for them to get hold of you, Nicole.
Okay, the best way to do that is to call me or text me. And my cell phone number is 727-420-3588. And I'd be happy to reach out to them through social media and get them involved on this page so they can look up anything they want.
Okay, that would be awesome. I can't say enough good things really about not only your company, but also just the fact that we have become a little more enlightened in the way we approach health and wellness now. And we know that, you know, these are products that are grown in the earth, and, you know, they're there for our benefit. So thanks for being on my show, and thanks to everyone for listening to the Synergy Connection. And please share this show with others. And we'll be talking to you in the very near future. Thanks, Nicole, for being on.
Thanks, Lucy.
You bet. Have a very Merry Christmas, by the way.
Merry Christmas to you. Thank you.
Okay. Take care, everybody. See you next time.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com, or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.